When you think about black people, you definitely have to consider the rich history. Though traditionally, we really haven't honestly told our true one and only story completely. See, everybody's got a story to tell, and I will start at the beginning of human existence and, well, with having always been catching hell. You see, there was once those times of standing tall, you know, without a kickstand or a crutch, before great Egyptian nations would fall way, 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 way prior to the colonialism of the French and the Dutch. Powerful, dynamic black people had it made. With their structured governments and their creative means of commerce and trade, yeah, yeah, you see, this too is our history. Is our history. See, in mighty, mighty Africa lies the richest and largest continent of land mass, where the first discovery of human life was born, civilized, complete, with dignity, culture, and class. Spiritually loving people, precious metals, stones, oil, and rubber. During a time when the planet was void of any other race of people, our ancestors lived in royalty with sincere love for one another. Respect for life and human rights was a responsibility that everybody faced. Yeah, yeah, you see, this too is our history. It's funny how the cradle of civilization began in the womb of a black woman, which is a known truth. But yet all we're reminded of is poverty, degradation, and slavery. Because they're trying to suppress the creative wealth from our extraordinarily intellectual youth. See, there's a reason for this blatant insensitivity towards the intelligent heirs of the universe. And it's just that those who think they're in control knows only hate. So consequently, it's a feeble attempt at trying to make matters worse. Yeah, but you see, this too is our history. History. See, what some may not know is that when Socrates and Plato was studying their teachings in the universities of Timbuktu, well, they were seated at the feet of African griots, monks, preachers, teachers, and scholars that looked like me and you. This knowledge should be exhumed. No, it should be excavated like old dinosaur bones, empowering our community through inspiration so that no matter where we go, we'll always be at home verifying the genius of the Almighty's magnificent creation. Because you see, this too is our history. Is our history.